gave a groan.
"I don't know how it is," said he, "but I had hoped for so much from his return. But surely his hand was not tied up like that yesterday. What can be the matter?"
"You are not wounded, Holmes?" I asked as my friend entered the room.
"Tut! It is only a scratch through my own clumsiness,"
he answered, nodding his good morning to us.
"This case of yours, Mr. Phelps, is certainly one of the darkest which I have ever investigated. I feared that you would find it beyond you. It has been a most remarkable experience."
"That bandage tells of adventures," said I. "Won't you tell us what has happened?"
"After breakfast, my dear Watson. Remember that I have breathed 30 miles of Surrey air this morning. I suppose that there has been no answer from my cabman advertisement. Well, well, we cannot expect to score every time."
The table was all laid, and just as I was about to ring, Mrs. Hudson entered with the tea and coffee. A few minutes later, she brought in 3 covers, and we all drew up to the table, Holmes ravenous, I curious, and Phelps in the gloomiest state of depression.